All right. There we go.
Hey.
All right. Hey, we're all there. I don't see you guys rolling.
We're all there. Yeah, it's all good.
See
Sorry.
Us?
Yeah, but I don't see you. Oh, there we go.
You don't
see
us on the thing? Dave switched to Lisa. Yeah.
All right, there's four photos here that I don't think we need to see. Well, three
frames.
Go ahead and just turn
those
off.
We understand. Our video director takes hints.
Oh, there we go. That's much better.
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
You have to talk into that thing that looks like a... you got to pull it right next to your mouth, and I mean like
go like this, like this.
Yeah, pretend that
right
thing
up there.
Now let's calm
take
down.
That thing
calm
off of the thing,
if you don't mind.
No, I'm just saying. But it's like she's gonna
know. It's all right. It's fine.
It makes her closer to the thing if you take that thing off.
It might
be scaring her. There you go. See now. Talk right in
she
that
recognizes
there.
It. Okay.
Yeah. There you go, Kurt. Help her out.
All right, this is. Look, I don't mind if we slide.
It started off downhill.
Yeah, no,
this now it's really
only
bad.
Can go up from here. I hope.
This all right.
8:11 p.m. on March 21st.
Hey, welcome to the Jimmy Jones Show.
Yay!
Baby.
Stitchsicle from the Hanger Dogs.
That's right. We got if the Hanger Dogs aren't going to do it, we're going to make sure we get a.
Well, we've totally abducted him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We had.
We're doing a show this Wednesday.
Really?
Well, how are you going to do a show from the basement? We got you locked in.
Yeah. Well. I got a telephone, apparently.
Yeah, apparently
you
do.
You patched in a cell phone from the basement. Boy, you MacGyvered something out of what? All you had was an aluminum can, a battery, and
a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And a used condom, and I'm good to go, man.
He could get it. Well, you know, if you get a comb, if he's got a comb, he could put the toilet paper over and kind of hum into it there a little bit. And
apparently, if he hums the right tones, boop, 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 you know, he can get right into the alien network. Yeah, he phoned home.
We've got him locked in this basement, so...
All right, well, that's great. We got Stitch.
Okay, good. Well, so anyway,
how are you, Jimmy?
Jimmy's doing great. He's doing great. This is the equinox.
Oh, really?
This is a propitious day because it is equally night and day today all over the world.
Oh, I thought all women are females and men were equal today.
No.
All right.
No, we're never going to make it equal. We're too far down the... Too far down evolutionary path, right?
Man, no. I thought you were going to do something about something political.
Well, we're going to get to that. There's a lot of things today. Very
of course, banner day, tipping point
today. Tipping point today. This is, as we speak.
The vote.
The vote is going on.
Yeah, death care.
For the death care, that's
death
right.
Death care.
And the deal is...
Homicide.
Homicide.
Yeah, Obama style.
That's right.
Manslaughter.
Obama, what they call it, they're just going to call it Obamacide.
Nice.
it's the Obamacide bill. Okay,
good.
This is good. No, this is great. The this will be fabulous because I watched.
I hear they're patching. They're going to hand out a bunch of hatchets right after it passes. So
well, what's interesting, of course, about this is as you well know, this is all degenerated into the political process. It has nothing to do with the substance.
It's going to be
right. I love the thing here that Maxine says. You know, this is from Maxine.
Oh yeah, the grandmother.
This is a crazy grandmother. You know, right. She says, "Let me get this straight. We're trying to pass a health care plan written by a committee whose chairman says he doesn't understand it, passed by a Congress that hasn't read it, exempted themselves from it to be signed by a president who also hasn't read it, who smokes, with funding administered by a Treasury chief who doesn't pay taxes, all to be overseen by a Surgeon General who is obese." And financed by a country that's broke. What could go wrong?
Huzzah!
What could go wrong? So this is what I find interesting is the arguments, of course, against this. There are two things. One is by any poll that anybody's ever looked at, about half the people are against this thing. And of course, the question I have is, especially if it's healthcare, one of the first rules of doctorhood is to first do no wrong, first do no harm. Excuse me. And so if half the people are convinced that this thing is harmful, I would say that if there's one person out of the 320 million that's absolutely convinced and can show harm, that it shouldn't be passed. But now we're talking about, you know, 100 million people that are convinced that this thing is bad for them. and they're going to jam it through anyway. And they're going to say, but it's good for you. I mean, this is the height of arrogant elitism, if you can imagine.
That's what it is. I mean, this is...
And what it gets me about is what's in it for them? Well, I understand what's in it for them, because it's a power grab and a money grab.
Well, that too. But also, there's a real element. The liberals really care. They really think, like, you see, Sam Donaldson was on... Sam was on some Sunday morning show today.
Right.
And what he says is, of course, well, we have to... This is a... Like Patrick Kennedy, it's a moral issue. You know, they want to help people.
I understand
it's
that.
A charity issue, is what it is.
I understand that.
They don't understand the difference between charity and
yeah,
government.
Charity is voluntary giving.
Right, I understand.
This is they're hiring 1,600 new IRS agents with guns.
Yeah.
To go out and collect the money.
Right.
It hardly qualifies as charity. Reminds me a little bit of, yeah, exactly. You give it it's like if a bunch of my neighbors got together and said, you know, we've decided, you know, your land is to be, you know, converted into a toxic dump, except it already is. So we decided to clean it up.
A green area.
And yeah, we decided to clean up Jimmy's house. Okay, that's
Jimmy.
Good. We'll just go
that's
ahead and
right,
run.
Jimmy. Okay. So, but you can't do that. You know, they're not allowed to. They don't have plenty of guns, but they don't have a monopoly.
Well,
on guns.
You know, the Democrats are of the mind that if you're taking money for defense or anything, then why not healthcare?
Right.
I mean.
Well, and of course, this is the way this is being done, of course, is the Demon Pass.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do Demon Pass now.
What's Demon Pass?
Demon Pass is just a different procedural way to get a bill through. You know, to me...
Where people don't vote on it.
Right, they don't have to vote on it. Exactly, that's exactly right.
Well,
the House doesn't have to vote
on it. Yeah, but you can say they don't vote on it. But let me tell you something. Any Democrat right now that's in the House... If this thing passes, we'll get blamed for this bill. You can say they didn't vote for it. It's going to be a John Kerry, I voted for it before I didn't vote for it. I mean, no. You're going to get blamed for it because you're a Democrat, hands down. They're not going to be able to back away from this. None of them.
Well, it's interesting you say, because one of the things is the political class, that is, excuse me, the voters, have short memories. And of course, the idea is, this is one of the reasons they didn't want to go past the Easter holiday, because they were afraid that the Democrats were going to have to go home and face the town hall people, the tea parties and so forth. This way they get it through now before the Easter holiday, and what they're hoping, obviously, is everybody will forget it by November.
See, the problem, actually,
that's why Obama wanted to get it passed after the summer break.
Right, well, even before the summer break.
Yeah.
I mean, they wanted, short memories, and then what they were panic stricken about was that if it went after Easter, they'd be in the hot and heavy campaign season, and the people that vote for this thing would get beat to death by the.
Well, they still may end up with that. Because,
I understand that because it's so big.
Well, not only that, but the way, because they're not going to do Demon Pass, the way they are going to do it is going to give it a possibility of going back to the House again.
Ah, I thought it was anyway. Even with Demon Pass, I thought it was.
Well,
because the reconciliation bill is, in other words, if you deem, in order to get the House to vote, you deem that the Senate bill has been done.
That's right.
Okay, then you have a reconciliation. 10 seconds later, you have this reconciliation bill, which is 150 pages long, and the House passes that, and that has to go to the Senate. And supposedly the Senate has agreed that Bart Stupid, or Stupak, has gotten bought. He got bought. He was one of the things.
Well, then, now, go ahead. This is what I want to get to, Jimmy. Because to me, I mean, whenever I hear, I've heard this all the time, well, the process is broken, and America wants it to work. What a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, bipartisanship should have a negative connotation. It should be a dirty, a dishonest connotation to it. I mean, if you're a bipartisan, you're a bipartisan sellout.
You're totally corrupt. Right.
You went along with the other guys.
This is one of the reasons why, as an ancillary thing, nobody likes the media these days. In the old days, at least the newspaper would come out and say, this is the Republican Times, or this is the Democrat Times, or this is the Liberal Times, or whatever it is. You knew what they were, you know, there was no question about the bias of the news in the various public, and that's fine. As long as you know who's speaking, then you can always consider the source. People are not idiots. They're
right.
Certain. So the point is that when you look at this, these people have obviously been bought off, and it looks like the vote's going to be like 221.
Man,
they
what do you think's happening right now?
As we speak.
Right now, in the last few holdouts, Stitch, I mean, do you think about it? There's like 24 people, and they're going, not yet. I'm not convinced yet. If I could just get a couple of more hookers in here.
Yeah, well, they're looking at their laptop with the bank account numbers just rolling up.
That's right.
Until it gets that little thermometer gets right to the top.
It's like the Jimmy Dolan chip
just,
in.
Yeah, money transferred. Okay, yeah. Right. Yes, you have my vote.
Did we put the chip in on there?
Yeah.
Right, confirm the money transfer, confirm the transfer to my account.
Right.
That's it. Boy, I tell you.
And I'll go down there and cash.
But what is so surprising, I understand what's in it because the Congress people being... criminals basically are in it for
fundamentally.
Yeah. Sorry. So I understand that, but I wonder if they're so callous as they don't think about their own kids and grandkids. I mean, because they're certainly the ones that are being paid.
No. I think they really think, like Sam Donaldson said, right? Again, Sam, perfect example, said, well, in answer to George Will's perfect description of the actual situation,
yeah.
Which actually we should repeat, but so Sam says though, well, George, basically we've got the money. And right now, yeah, according to Sam, right now we're paying for it anyway, because the people are just going in and getting their emergency care and that costs more. And so if we let the government administer this, we're going to save billions. You heard the new CBO,
right.
New CBO.
I've got a better idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think Homer probably does have a better idea.
There is no question about it.
Really scary.
That is exactly right.
Bart would have a better idea.
Amen.
Well, you remember the one about where Lisa and her Mensa friends tried to run the town.
That's the best. Yeah. You got to put a link.
No, my favorite part of that whole thing was that they decided that since people move faster through the yellow lights. They're only going to have red and yellow lights.
No, I mean, but it's so typical. You know, you look at this and you think, well, that makes perfect sense.
Well, no, the comic book guy's solution, what he wanted to do was for everybody with an IQ of below 160,
yeah.
they were going to not be able to reproduce.
Oh, yeah.
So for him...
Eugenics.
Right. So, of course, what his...
He said that would expand the pool of availables for him, for sure.
Right. He said, for most of you, that'll mean a lot less sex. Well, for me, much more.
Much more.
a superb choice.
Worst episode ever.
Well, yeah. So
anyway, the point is that they're going to jam this thing through, and it's going to be interesting to see what if any results occur. Because as you know, the taxes, some of the taxes kick in right away, but none of the benefits, quote unquote, and none of the real spending occurs for, interestingly enough, until about a nanosecond after the California polls closed in 2012. That's the whole idea, is that they get through the next election.
Well,
the next presidential
as long as it's before December 21st, 2012, or right after that.
What's December 21st?
That's the end of the Mayan calendar. That's
oh right. Yes, yes, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's true.
The end.
We don't care. Yeah,
that's then we the don't. End. That's right. We don't care.
Yeah, well, I'll be listening to Jim Morrison at that point.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. With Stitch. Oh,
what I'm going to like is, of course, when they as a corollary to watch the number of people that go to high mountaintops to avoid the destruction of the Earth.
I'm pretty close.
Earthlings do not yet know the meaning of suffering.
So here, I'm going to go ahead and tie up the healthcare thing.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So we originally said, I think, that they would pass something. I know I said they would pass a skeleton toehold issue.
You said something, yeah.
And then expand it later like they did originally with the income tax. And I think they still will.
But this is no skeleton they're passing.
Oh, it's zombie.
No, this is a flesh-eating zombie.
Yeah,
this is a flesh-eating monster.
It's a zombie that eats itself. But
this is not only is it
nothing.
The 2,700 pages of the Senate bill, but also another 150 pages. And, of course, I love of the reconciliation. What I love about this is in order to, they have to put this thing on the website so that people can read it 72 hours ahead of time. And what I like about it is the only people that are reading this, they showed them on C-SPAN, are the speed readers, the Evelyn Rudd guys.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there's going to be like 4 people in the United States that have read the thing. And, I mean, it's a speed reader guy. You know,
I'll speed read it.
Now I can explain that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's the thing. I don't care what happens. If they pass it or when they pass it,
yeah.
In my opinion, the Democrats are going to twist for it pretty seriously.
Yeah, could.
Because, not necessarily because of the effect on healthcare, but because of the incredible poor effect on the economy that it's going to have.
Well, the economy is already, we ain't seen nothing for a triple dip economy. The dip next time is going to be huge.
When I dip, and then, of course,
what I loved about Sam Donaldson is he says we've got the money, and I'm wondering what about $1.6 trillion in the hole makes you think that we've got the money.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering where that money is that Sam's thinking about.
Yeah, I mean the bucket's empty. You know, where are you getting this money from? We're borrowing $1.5 trillion a year from.
He's thinking about it from a personal perspective. He's got the money.
Yeah, he does.
When he goes down in the emergency room, he sees poor people who don't have the money.
The rich get richer.
Exactly.
That's right.
And that's literally what he thinks. Is,
yeah.
Well, we need to give it to them.
And I'm looking, of course, you look at him and you say, who's this we you talk about?
Yeah, Sam, you can give all you want, brother.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
And then he's going to go back to, that's the moral issue. That's what you don't care. I care. You don't.
I understand that.
Good,
but of course, where?
Pay for it.
I want to.
You care. You pay. Yeah. We don't care. Bye bye.
The question is,
right.
Where in any of the founding fathers, any place, is the word moral showed up any place? I mean, morality is supposed to be diametrically exclusive, you know, in a Venn diagram, morality is part of the government. The government is hardly what you'd call moral anyway.
There's certainly.
I mean, you're talking about people with guns that take away stuff. They're thieves. That's
what's up with that?
Yeah, they kill people. That's what governments do.
Well,
they do.
Well,
no. I mean,
they
we have 100,000 people in a foreign sand-filled country killing people today. Our government is doing that.
Well, but that's the idea is they're saving us.
if we all just kind of carried a bat on the airplane, we'd save ourselves.
Exactly.
It costs a lot less.
Exactly.
Well, there might be an argument to be made for some sort of.
There's an argument to be made for the health care, but it's a bad one.
Oh yeah. Oh, that.
So when you
sure.
don't start in with this argument to be made business that's on an argument that really is bogus. You can't.
It's like the Monty Python skit. Like, can I buy an argument? And I'm sorry.
This is abuse. Yeah, that's it. Well, talking about the Monty Python is in the very beginning of the search for the Holy Grail, they talk about the government, you know, when he rides through the field and they're digging up the ground and
proletariat.
The proletariat. You see, I'm oppressed, you know, that there's this scene in there for about 5 minutes. It's the best description of what governments do and what they don't do, and it's just, you have to go see it.
Oh, bugger off.
Yeah.
Yep. Rest in peace, healthcare system.
Well, it ain't going to be peaceful, that's for sure, and it is interesting because of the great successes of healthcare in the past, like Medicare broke, Medicaid totally broke.
Well, that's why they're fixing it.
I know that, and the history of fixing anything... Is the post office, you know, they shored that up. They shored up Social Security, the Ponzi scheme.
Shored it up like with a pair of shears is what they did.
Well, what's interesting is they have, it is one thing to have a cost overrun. Like I saw the other day that the F-80, F-35 or whatever had a cost overrun of 64%. And I can, okay, that's bad. And you can appreciate that because when you do this sort of things, the low bidders come in knowing that the government's going to make it up.
Well, are you saying that because Medicare might have had a small cost?
Because Medicare was supposed to be $9 billion when it was passed in 65, was supposed to be $9 billion by 1990, and it was $90 billion. Mm-hmm. This is not a 64%.
What is it
this
now?
It's $400 billion or something now. So the point is that we're not talking about a minor cost overrun that can be shuffled under the rugs or anything. We're talking about literally trillions of dollars that you don't have. I understand how you can shovel 64% under the rug for an airplane.
It's funny. Daschle comes out in the same breath and says that they can't sustain the cost of health care today.
Right.
And of course, the only unsustainable healthcare costs are the government costs.
Right.
I mean,
well, it's
all
across the
private
board.
Sector costs are sustainable because you don't have to pay them.
Well, not only that, if the money's not there, the simple fact is if the government was out of the deal and the money retained with us, the supply and demand would work out. I mean, if you don't have the money, you don't pay and
they
you can't charge.
They don't trust the market.
I know they don't.
They're transforming
that's the key.
It This is the biggest socialist transformation in our nation.
And how many times has socialism worked again? I think in the history of recorded history of mankind, it's
426.
I got zero.
No.
I got zero. I got buckus. I got none.
Damn, I was just gonna do that one.
Hold on,
I'll see.
Yeah, that is one of the. Yeah. See if you can find the crusty. See how many. This is how many times has socialism ever worked?
Hey, now I got zero. I got zero. I got no bid here. I got zero. I'm standing at zero. Anybody want to go island zero? I got zero right now. Okay, over there, no zero. I got none. I got zero.
I got buckus.
I got zero. Nothing. Hey.
That's it. So that's how many times socialism has worked.
Uh-huh.
Okay, should we move on?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Curtis was trying to tie it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did. That was
five
it.
Minutes ago.
I tied it. I'm
hey,
tied.
That's right. We untied
God
it.
God bless
tied
America.
Yeah.
God bless America.
So let's see. The next thing that I've got on, in no particular order.
Tell me about it.
Children craft $100 bills to send to Congress. This is locally here. This is
that's great.
Have you seen this? Apparently, gotten a hold of. Are they, you know, Xeroxed off about 1 million or 2 million of these phony, like $1 bills? Only they call them fun dollars or something like that.
I'd be stupid not to do this.
Yeah, and so what they've done is they've left the center. They left the center blank, so the kids, the kindergartners, and the
they can put their picture in there.
Somebody's picture. So they have
Jimmy
like.
Jimmy Doe!
Well, no, you don't want to do that.
Jimmy Doe basket loads of balloons coming down on
that's
the parade.
Right. They call it the $100.
The Hindenburg
here's what
exploded
I,
with Jimmy Doe and
there is.
$4 trillion.
That's it.
There's your budget.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So anyway, they talk about what they've done is they've gotten all the kids in actually across the United States to paint in. And this is a would you please send us some money, Obama? They're sending this stuff to Congress and Obama. And the deal is this. Let me just take a quick look here. See if I can get my glasses on. The goal is to collect artwork from more than 3 million students around the country for an exchange of $3 million federal dollars to treat soil in New Orleans that was contaminated.
What?
Yeah, that's what it is. Wait a minute now. The variety, these dollars have a variety of images from everything from the University of Florida Gators to a likeness of President Barack Obama.
Go figure.
While it's an art project, it's also for a way for children have a voice in seeking change. This is works with students in Alachua and Marion counties. The lady that I like the best is this Amanda Allard. She's a teacher at Einstein Montessori, who coordinated the event at the school and said teachers use the project as a teaching tool by mapping the progress of the armored truck. They have an armored truck that drives around the county and around the state to pick up all of these dollars. And this armored truck, they're going to follow it as it goes to Washington and stops by all the elementary schools to pick up these dollars. And what they're hoping is that each dollar will generate $100 from Congress. So what I like this,
how?
They're asking Congress for each one of these kids' dollars to appropriate $100 for disaster.
Oh, so when you say generate, you mean beg? You mean
right.
Swap out for
real money?
Okay,
that's right.
You mean
fact,
get from the Chinese?
So anyway, the lasting impact of disasters and why fundraising is important, Allard said. Since the project focuses on artwork in creating the bill, she said the students were a little confused about what they would do with the money. They said it won't pay for anything, but we explained that it would go to Congress and hopefully they would give $100 for every one we drew. We are giving
them make a fortune.
We are giving them a piece of ourselves, something of value, and hopefully that will make an impact. Now here's the money line from Amanda Allard.
I'm ready.
Allard believes the students took away an important civics lesson
right.
in understanding that they can ask their government for different things and helped to spread environmental awareness.
Right.
That's the civics yeah. lesson yeah, is yeah. you can ask
the civics lesson is if you draw a pretty picture, you deserve some money from the government.
Unbelievable.
Has the whole world gone insane?
Yeah.
This is a private school too, which is scary. This is the Einstein Montessori.
Well, it is a Montessori school.
I know, but I mean this is off the charts as far as civics lesson. The civics lesson is draw a pretty picture. You're in the third grade.
Yeah.
Your art project is to draw a pretty. This reminds me of the times when you see all the protests in the streets of things, and they got their little baby holding a sign. I mean, what are you talking? And of course, they do this the same thing. One of the big deals on the I'm going to go back just for a second to healthcare was the people talk about the little 6-year-old who had like terminal cancer and she couldn't get a cancer treatment because she had a pre-existing condition, and so and she will be saved.
Right.
And I'm thinking, no.
He's dead, Jim.
No, she won't.
Well, I mean, but that was the tearjerker.
Right. Well, anybody who uses an anecdotal proof ought to be tarred and feathered.
Pummeled, I tell you.
Seriously. Yeah. They shouldn't let him get away with that. I mean, no. David Axelrod was on the Sunday show, and he said, well,
Hasselhoff.
Exactly.
No, yeah, don't you wish.
Let me show you how I eat a Burger King burger.
Hey, don't hassle the Hoff, man.
Woo, got a fan.
That's it. Uh-huh. So, hey, he brought us.
I almost blew Coke all over my computer. <That was hilarious.
laughs> He brought us 17 pure hours of Pamela Anderson bouncing on the beach
boobs.
In like 217 languages too.
Yeah, he did. I think the producers did. But
he
okay,
is the
I'll
producer. He's the executive producer.
Yeah,
it was his show. Yeah,
yeah.
That's why he's a 100 millionaire or whatever.
And yep. He can eat drunken Burger King burgers.
Exactly, exactly. And still see his children afterwards.
Yeah, right. Bring it.
So Axelrod is on there, and his proofs are exactly the same thing. Well, this is going to help Johnny Susie Watts, who otherwise couldn't get legs going to fall off tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I remember, it's like he could just play something out of the Sicko film right then if he wants to.
Yeah,
sure. Got a few of them.
Yeah, one more. Okay, good.
One more. We got to at least our cheering section out in Colorado. Too.
Well, you know, hey.
So, yeah, no anecdotal proofs, man.
Huzzah.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that's good. Okay, next item I got here. This is
good.
This will be something you can chime in on. This is great.
All right, good.
This is the Cloak of Invisibility takes a step forward. Did you see this? The cloak.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
They have actually... their cloaking device works in 3 dimensions as opposed to the old ones that are just stealth, you know, stuff and everything.
Oh, really? This is 3-dimensional.
Yeah, 3-dimensional.
Wow.
Yeah. And they said
it's almost like us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they have a little work to do. The lump was 0.0004 inches high and 0.0005 inches across. So it was rather small.
Yeah.
It was like a couple of molecules that they managed to shield.
Certainly not up to Romulan standards.
No, yeah. That was the thing. It says that in principle, the cloak design is completely scalable, but it's going to cost some money.
Sure.
And
that's scalable as well.
That's right. Invisibility cloaks are beautiful and fascinating benchmark for the field of transformation optics, and it's very seldom one can foretell, without practical applications, what might arise out of the field of fundamental research. Practical applications. I can think of about 3 right off the bat. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Getting on the airplane.
Well, you know, that would be, it would be interesting as the captain takes off and says, we can't seem to get this thing up. There's nobody in the passenger room, but
right.
the airplane's not getting off the ground because right. there's 400 people that are invisible in the. So anyway, we're working on the Romulan cloaking device, and that's good.
Well, that's great.
Now, this next thing, of course, has got a couple of different items to it, which we're going to hear from our attorney.
Okay.
They're rethinking the sex offender laws for youth texting. As you know, you can be a 17-year-old and, you know, text a 15-year-old or something like that with a picture or something. And you're in the, and you're forever in the sex offender.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, forever.
Kinda,
you know,
kind of like the guy that's, 18-year-old and he marries his, marries his 17-year-old.
I defended one of those not too long ago for failing to register after he had moved. They're still married.
That's somewhat absurd.
And they have kids and everything. And
they're
was
happily
6 months
as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was 6 months before I could get him out of jail.
Yeah.
For the failure to register.
Didn't
charter.
Jerry Lee Lewis like
Yeah, but that
well,
was before that was before the laws.
Oh.
That was actually that was
plus it
know.
Was like in Tennessee or West Virginia or somewhere.
Yeah, but you know, that's kind of that was at the time de rigueur. That was not, you know.
Well, it wasn't de rigueur if you watch the movie, it certainly wasn't de rigueur in England. They kicked him out of England for it.
Yeah, England.
Yeah.
One of those, like Tennessee or Kentucky is still 14, I think.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I've got, I have you know, a friend of mine that she was married when she was 14 years old. And she had two children, before she was 18 and got divorced. She's 18-year-old with two kids.
So here she is. So you can imagine when she's 36 years old and her kids are in college. And she's
pretty much, yeah.
Pretty
exactly.
much.
Exactly. That was the deal.
Yeah.
You know? And she wasn't weird or nothing, so...
Doesn't, yeah, right. Doesn't
but that
sound
was
like
the
it.
Way, you know, that when, you know, this is out in Tennessee, and that was kind of the thing.
Well, but my point is this. They've got, apparently, if you're, 14 or 15 or 16 year old, whatever it is, and you do something like you text, in one case, the girls had like a bra on.
Yeah.
And they counted that as, and somebody looked at it, and then guy's permanently on, and I think the girls are on the permanently on the sex.
What, you open up a Penny's catalog and.
Oh, yeah.
Not allowed to look at
what the hell?
Yeah. In all fairness to the authorities, they have tried a little bit to cut back on these types of things. There's a Romeo and Juliet law here in Florida where if the people are within 4 years of each other's age, or is it three or four years, I think.
Yeah, didn't Romeo and Juliet end up badly?
Yeah, it did.
That's not a good name for the law.
Well, they like it. They don't. I don't think they've read that particular one.
They only got to the part where
they fell in love.
Yeah, and then
they Mick did it.
That's right.
Yeah, they didn't follow through the rest of it. They didn't bother with the rest of the opera.
No, that's a long term viewpoint there.
Oh, okay, all right.
We're all gonna die someday.
Right.
So
they're known for their intense love, and that's what
I don't want to be known as a spoil sport, but I'm just saying.
You're just saying. I'm just saying.
They did.
There's a lot of confusion about how to regulate cell phones and sex and 16-year-olds.
Well, it's hard to regulate 16-year-olds to begin with.
Yeah, but especially when they have access to this particular technology.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're at a cultural shift, not only because of the technology, but because of what's happening in terms of representation of teen sexuality and what you can get on Gossip Girl, which I haven't watched, but is Gossip Girl some kind of a...
I don't know.
That's just a regular teen show. But the thing is that some of the sex stuff has still continued to get into the just outrageous situations in the sense that there's still a movement out there to just vilify and demonize sexuality in any sort of criminal context. I mean... To the extent that in the last few days, there was a death, I think, from somebody who was a previous offender, and they killed the little girl,
mm-hmm.
and so now that person is pushing for the death penalty. That person's parents are pushing for the death penalty for all sex offenders. But see, here's the thing, that actually has the opposite effect. He probably killed her because she was going to be a witness, and the laws are already mandatory 25 years, so now you just kill her. I mean, so it just
What's
makes
the difference?
It, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to take 25 years for it to execute him anyway.
Yeah,
Not if they bring him over here.
Well, that's true.
I'll take care of him.
Even so, if you're going to get death, then you just kill your witness, and it makes it a lot easier. I mean, the chances of you getting off are a lot better.
Yep.
So they've still got the Jimmy Rice thing going strong here. I mean, there's still thousands of people in the state of Florida committed to a prison facility with no chance of parole or appeal or habeas.
This is some kind of civil commitment thing?
Yes. They call it civil commitment. They've somehow been able to deem it non-criminal. Exactly. That's what they did. They passed a law and they said, it's not a criminal captivity. We're going to offer you the service of a nice place to stay, I guess, with and
Nurse Ratched.
Exactly. And so, and those types of laws I know are still gaining ground in certain circles. So,
they're going to get even worse with this healthcare thing, you can bet. After as the government runs out of money, the only thing they're going to be able to do is put people in prison one way or the other.
a little ratcheting down
there. Yeah, Nurse Ratched, yeah. Okay, good. I love this part. Last year, a 14-year-old New Jersey girl was arrested and charged with possession and distribution of child pornography after posting dozens of sexually explicit photographs of herself on MySpace.
Of herself?
Yeah.
How the hell does that work?
That is called getting arrested and thrown in jail. 14.
Yeah. They've done is the. I can tell you this. They have a bunch of psychological reports by some wackos that say things like, if you ever get touched, you're forever scarred.
It's like gateway entry.
Yeah.
You know, if you touch yourself, it's a gateway entry to total perversion.
Exactly. Goodness, yeah. In 3 years,
I can attest.
Bad name to the computer company, doesn't it?
I'll tell you.
No, I'm talking about a felon here.
Super felon.
Yeah, that's probably right. Responsible. Yeah.
Well, so.
I mean, I guess if you look at yourself in the mirror after you step out of the shower, boom, gone. You know, you're
boom, gone. That's it. Yeah. Well, you know, in the future when they've got, yeah, you launch off and you just go right to jail, and then you land in jail. Yeah. In the future when the chip is in your eyeball and they can see what you're seeing.
Yeah. Then, cool.
Yeah. Well, they've done away with. You said 14-year-old charged with something, and it brought up another story that I have, which illustrates the same type of thing where they've just completely done away with the mental state that used to be required to commit a crime, what's called mens rea.
Right.
And so here this 14-year-old is charged with reckless homicide as an adult.
Okay.
Okay. For giving a 13-year-old some Oxycontin pills.
Okay.
And of course, the kid died. Okay.
He died from Oxycontin?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oxycontin's pretty damn powerful.
He must have had a lot of them.
No, you can have about 6 of them and a few shots of beer, and if you're a 13-year-old, you could be in serious
six
trouble.
6 is a lot.
Who the hell drinks shots of beer anyway?
Yeah.
13-year-old? Yeah.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
We're out of beer?
Yeah,
wait. Not here at Rancho Bastardo,
baby. Rancho Bizarro.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I mean, literally, they're going to charge this 14-year-old. They're going to put this 14-year-old away in prison for a number of years for murder, essentially. For essentially sharing some kind of drug or pill, which a 14-year-old probably has little concept of what it is or how it
interacts. Certainly not 6 of them.
Who knows? I don't know how many it was.
Well, it was damn sure it was more than one, I can tell you.
Maybe so. But, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. It could have been a reaction. But, I mean, ostensibly,
if there was peanut oil on it, and maybe they had it. Anaphylactic shock.
What kind of
yes, right. Another weak human afraid to face death.
That's right.
That's right.
So anyway,
do not dispute it.
Well, let me just
merely state that it is wrong.
Okay, whatever.
Thanks, Spock.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he comes in.
You know, we should. You know, it would be great because we have a picture of Stitch. We could put some little ears on him. He looks a lot like Spock.
Yes, he does. Actually,
you know, come to think of it.
Really? Yeah. I never considered myself. Spock
worthy.
Spock,
yeah,
worthy.
Exactly.
No, you
worthy
wait. Wait till we get finished with Photoshop.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe Worf.
No, worthy, no. But... Now Stitch, come on. Did you grow your mustache back?
Oh no, yeah, I got my little beardlet going on. Again.
Okay, a soul beardlet. Patch, whatever. Beardlet,
little tiny
soul
thing.
Yeah.
Little tiny thing, Mr. Luthor.
So anyway, let me just finish this, and because I want to dovetail onto quote. What you just said.
The chicks dig it. So, you know,
it's all that matters.
Hey, you know.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, we're talking about
sounds
free market
useful
here,
to me.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Free
I'm
market.
All about it.
Booze, women,
free
liquor. What else is there?
A little beardlet? Mm-hmm. I bring it.
Go buy one tomorrow.
Hold
hell
set
yeah.
For a long time.
That's or wait a week and you'll have one.
Mm-hmm. Not me, unfortunately. I've gotten the
age where you can't grow any more hair.
That's about it. Well, I like to think of it as an evolutionary development.
Your follicles are too old.
Well,
that's
follicles
a problem.
They gave out.
You're follicularly challenged.
Well, that's yeah, everything that used to stick out is limp these days. So.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, I'm not behind. It's that far behind you. So.
Stay far behind, please.
Yeah, no, I try, but, you know.
That's
yeah,
it.
Nature takes its course.
That's right. That's unfortunate. So anyway, let's see. So anyway, the district attorney, this is giving pass to children under 18 who send out their own photograph to a willing recipient who is at least 15 and so forth. The district attorney told the parents of students involved that if their children could be prosecuted for child pornography unless they took part in an after-school program.
What?
After school special.
The after school special involved random drug tests, probation, and classes in which girls would gain an understanding of what it means to be a girl in today's society, unquote, by, among other things, writing essays on why their actions were wrong. I mean,
well, see,
this is right out
the essay thing.
Sorry.
This is Pol Pot. This is the Pol Pot re-education.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right. I mean, can you imagine? And so the parents, of course, are suing, say, well, wait. You know, you can't force this on it. They're saying, yes, we can. And so they're
suing.
Well,
what they can do is they can make it an alternative to some kind of jail.
Well, no, this one, obviously. It's
we're going to show you what it means to be a woman.
Yep.
Bang it.
That's right.
Back here in the gym with the football players.
Football. Only three of more than a dozen families refused to join the program. Those of two girls aged 12 and 13 who were pictured wearing bras at a slumber party.
It's the right kind of love. It's the right kind of night. You're the right kind of girl. Mm-hmm.
The parents say the photographs were not pornographic. And the authority says, yes, they were.
Yes, all.
So anyway.
Look, you can see a nipple right there.
If you squint real hard and Photoshop it in.
Right.
Yeah, right, on a 12-year-old. It's going to be a monster, isn't it?
Poke me in the eye.
That's right, one pixel nipple.
Speaking of nipples. I just got an email from a friend of mine, and he was wondering why Lisa's not talking much.
Talk some.
Because it's not the Lisa show. Is it?
What, does he have a question for her?
Yeah, does he have a question for her? What?
And who is this friend, so-called, of yours?
Yeah, right. I like this. Friend. Yeah, okay, right. Right, Stitch.
You have a
Sorry.
Friend.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just trying to get her involved, you know?
She takes questions.
Yeah, she does.
All right, well, if I get emailed a question, I will ask it.
Yeah, because I love this. From Stitch to Stitch. Question. Okay.
So, did you get your census thing, Jimmy?
Well, I'm going to talk about that, but I want to finish, first of all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to dovetail onto the sex thing and say, this is in Georgia, I think, ruling state can dump non-sex offenders onto the registry. Georgia Supreme Court is upholding a government's right to put non-sex offenders on the state sex offender registry, highlighting a little-known but growing nationwide practice. They represent a convict who was charged with false imprisonment when he was 18 for briefly detaining a 17-year-old girl during a sour drug deal. He unsuccessfully challenged his mandatory lifelong sex offender listing in the Georgia Supreme Court, which ruled against him. That is to say, it was a sex offense because he wouldn't let her out of the house while the drug deal was going down, and kidnapping, apparently, a girl. Underage or whatever it is deemed to be a sex offender without having committed a sex crime. They tried to get it overturned on cruel and unusual punishment because, you know, lifelong. They said no, sorry.
They should have tried under no relationship, you know, irrational relationship to the.
Well, that's why you're a good attorney, and whoever was defending this person isn't. So
apparently not public attorney.
Yeah, they had a
call Saul.
Oh,
you remember that show? Watching Breaking Bad or whatever.
Anyway, Georgia's High Court said his registration advances the state's legitimate goal of informing the public for purposes of protecting children from those who would harm them. What happened was, you know, the guy apparently went to buy some dope or something, and the girl said, "I don't got it," and he said, "Well, call up."
Right.
You know, get the stuff.
You ain't going anywhere.
You ain't going anywhere.
Johnny gets you with my stuff.
That's right. And so now he's forever.
Right.
Can't cross state lines. Got to tell anybody where you move. 1,000 feet from schools, churches, and another daycare. I mean, on.
Sorry to hear that, Professor.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, I mean, like I said, just got finished defending the guy. You got to register within 48 hours at like 3 different locations.
Mm. Okay, so
do
now we're moving.
Automatic service for that?
Let me think. Nope.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, moving on.
Well, we need to take a quick
break. We're going to take a break because we're going to talk about the census.
All right.
Well, we definitely need to talk about that.
I got things to talk about the census.
So. Me too.
Census.
Yeah.
Can you our
bring it.
Switcher person, can you put us on some kind of picture so I can get up and walk away?
Yeah, because he's got no underwear on.
Yeah.
He's commando.
Commando stuff.
he's got his banana hammock.
Oh, God, that's a bad image right there.
The crew all ducks and hides. And
shielding our eyes from certain death. Just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away, Dr. A, when the people start to move. They can feel it all over. 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 Go!
There's no way.